The readings of the Eve of Wednesday of the Holy Paschal Week. May its blessings be with us all. Amen. The readings of the first hour. From the book of Ezekiel. Again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, behold, the house of Israel is mixed before me. They are altogether mixed. The house is mixed together in the midst of the silver, with bronze, iron, tin, and lead. Therefore, thus says the Lord, because all of you are one mixture, therefore I will gather you into the midst of Jerusalem, as men gather silver, bronze, iron, tin, and lead into the midst of a furnace, to blow fire on it, to cast it like metal into a mold. Thus I shall gather you in my wrath, and bring you together and cast you. I shall blow on you with the fire of my wrath, and cast you in her midst. As silver is cast into a mold in the midst of a furnace, so shall you be cast in her midst. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have poured out my anger upon you. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A Psalm of David. For you are my protector and my refuge in the day of my affliction. You are my helper, I will sing to you. For you, O God, are my protector. You are my mercy, O my God. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Matthew. And Jesus answered and spoke to them again by parables and said, The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son and sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding. And they were not willing to come. Again he sent out other servants saying, Tell those who are invited, See, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and fatted cattle are killed, and all things are ready. Come to the wedding. But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his own farm, another to his business, and the rest seized his servants, treated them spitefully, and killed them. But when the king heard about it, he was furious, and he sent out his armies, destroyed those murderers, and burned up their city. Then he said to his servants, The wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Therefore, go into the highways, and as many as you find, invite to the wedding. So those servants went out into the highways, and gathered together all whom they found, both bad and good. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man there who did not have on a wedding garment. So he said to him, Friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the third hour. From the book of Amos. Woe to you who desire the day of the Lord. What is the day of the Lord to you? It will be darkness and not light. It will be as though a man fled from a lion and a bear met him, as though he rushed into the house, leaned his hand on the wall, and a serpent bit him. Is not the day of the Lord darkness and not light? Is it not a deep darkness with no brightness in it? I reject your feast days. I do not savor your sacred assemblies. Though you offer me burnt offerings and meat offerings, I will not accept them. I will not regard your fattened peace offerings. Take away from me the sound of your songs, for I will not hear your musical instruments. Instead, let justice run swiftly as does water from the mountain, and let righteousness be as a stream that cannot be crossed. O house of Israel, did you offer me sacrifices and offerings those 40 years in the wilderness? You have carried the tabernacle of Moloch and the star of your god Raphan, which you made for yourselves. Therefore I shall exile you beyond Damascus, says the Lord. The Almighty God is his name. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A Psalm of David. Blessed is he whom you choose and help. He shall dwell in your courts. Holy is your temple, wondrous in righteousness. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Matthew. But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two men will be in the field. one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his master made ruler over his household, to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Assuredly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant says in his heart, My master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour when he is not aware of, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the sixth hour from the book of Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, In this manner I will destroy the insolence of Judah and that of Jerusalem. Behold, before your eyes and in your days I will bring to an end from this place the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. It shall come to pass that when you shall announce all these words to this people, and they say to you, Why has the Lord pronounced all these evil against us? What is our wrongdoing, and what sin did we commit before the Lord our God? Then you shall say to them, Because your fathers forsook me, says the Lord. For they went after foreign gods, and they served and worshipped them. They forsook me, and did not keep my law. But you acted in ways more evil than your fathers. For behold, you, each one of you, walk after the evil pleasures of your heart, and do not obey me. Therefore I will cast you out of this land, and into a land neither you nor your fathers know, and there you shall serve other gods, who will show you no mercy. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A Psalm of David. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. In the day when I call upon you, hear me quickly. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins, who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, Behold, the bridegroom is coming, go out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, No, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Assuredly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the ninth hour from the book of Hosea. Give to them, O Lord. What will you give to them? A childless womb and dry breast. All their evils are in Gilgal, for there I hated them. Because of their evil practices, I will cast them out of my house. I will not love them any more. All their leaders are disobedient. Ephraim underwent trouble. He is dried up at his roots. He shall bear fruit no more. Wherefore, even if they should beget children, I would kill the desired fruit of their womb. God shall reject them because they have not hearkened to him. So they shall be wanderers among the nations. Israel is a luxuriant vine. Her fruit is abundant. According to the multitude of her fruits, she has multiplied her altars. According to the wealth of her land, he has set up pillars. They have divided their hearts. Now shall they be utterly destroyed. He shall raise their altars to the ground. Their pillars shall experience distress. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A Psalm of David. Deliver my soul from the sword, and my only begotten from the hand of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, my humiliation from the horns of the unicorns. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the monuments of the righteous and say, if we had lived in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Therefore you are witnesses against yourselves that you are sons of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up, then, the measure of your father's guilt. Serpents, brood of vipers, how can you escape the condemnation of hell? Therefore, indeed, I send you prophets, wise men, and scribes. Some of them you will kill and crucify, and some of them you will scourge in your synagogues and persecute from city to city, that on you may come all the righteous bloodshed on the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. Assuredly, I say to you, all these things will come upon this generation. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the 11th hour. From the Wisdom of Solomon. For wisdom moves from one place to another more easily than motion itself, and because of her purity, she penetrates all things. So she is the exaltation of power of God, an emanation of the pure glory of the Almighty. Therefore nothing defiled enters her, for she is the radiance of eternal light, a spotless mirror of the power of God and the image of His goodness. Though she is one, she can do all things, so while remaining in herself, she renews all things, and in every generation she passes into holy souls and makes them friends of God and prophets. Thus God loves nothing as much as the one who lives with wisdom, for wisdom is more beautiful than the sun, and more than every constellation of stars. Compared with light, she is found to be superior, for night succeeds the light, but evil cannot overcome wisdom. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
Psalm of David. Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me, for my soul trusts in you. And in the shadow of your wings I will hope until lawlessness shall pass away. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. John. And the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went from the country up to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. Then they sought Jesus and spoke among themselves as they stood in the temple. What do you think, that he will not come out to the feast? Now both the chief priests and the Pharisees had given a command, that if anyone knew where he was, he should report it, that they might seize him. And glory be to God forever. Amen.